Timmy and the Firefly Forest. Timmy was a curious boy, about 8 years old, with a head full of wild, curly brown hair and a mind wilder with thoughts of adventure. Every day, Timmy would run outside as fast as he could, seeking new discoveries in the woods that bordered his small little village. It was his favorite place in the whole world, full of chirping crickets, towering trees, and sometimes mysterious sounds that made his heart race. One evening, something happened that Timmy had never experienced before. It was a warm summer night, and Timmy's mother had allowed him to stay outside a little longer than usual. The sky was painted with hues of pink and orange, and the stars were just starting to twinkle when Timmy spotted something unusual. He was sitting on a log at the edge of the woods, watching the sky grow darker when tiny lights began to blink around him. First one, then another, then a whole swarm of them danced and twinkled in the growing darkness. "Fireflies!" Timmy exclaimed in awe. He had seen a few fireflies before, but never this many. They seemed to fill the entire forest like little stars brought down from the sky, blinking and floating in the soft evening breeze. Timmy leapt off the log and ran after them, trying to catch one in his hands. But the fireflies were quick and delicate, zipping just out of his reach every time he got close. They weren't like the bugs he was used to catching, ants and grasshoppers who scurried and jumped in the grass. These little creatures floated like feathers, glowing with the soft golden light. Timmy didn't give up though. He ran deeper into the woods, chasing the fireflies as they floated ahead of him. Before he knew it, the sky had turned completely dark, and he found himself in the middle of the forest. The only light now came from the thousands of tiny fireflies surrounding him. They illuminated the trees, the path, and even his hands as he reached out again to catch one. "Wow," Timmy whispered, turning in circles as he watched the magical lights flicker all around him. It was as if the entire forest had come alive with a soft golden glow. Suddenly, something caught his eye. There, in the center of a glowing swarm of fireflies, was a particularly bright one. It was larger than the others, and its light pulsed like a tiny lantern, glowing much more steadily than the rest. "Hey, little guy," Timmy said softly, stepping closer. "What makes you so special?" To his astonishment, the firefly seemed to hover directly in front of him, as if it were listening. Then it zipped forward, flying towards the trees at the edge of the clearing. Timmy, filled with curiosity, followed it. The firefly led him along a narrow path deeper into the woods. Timmy wasn't scared. The light from the firefly made everything around him glow softly, casting long shadows of trees and bushes, and somehow it made him feel so safe. After a short while, Timmy noticed that the firefly wasn't alone anymore. Several other fireflies had gathered around it, forming a glowing procession. They seemed to be leading Timmy somewhere. He followed them, his heart beating with excitement. What could this magical trail of lights be leading him to? The path twisted and turned until, at last, it opened up into a small hidden grove. Timmy gasped. In the middle of the grove was a giant tree, so big that its branches seemed to touch the sky. It wasn't like any tree Timmy had ever seen before. Its bark shimmered in the moonlight, and its leaves seemed to sparkle as if they were made of silver. The fireflies swarmed around the tree, lighting it up like a massive glowing beacon. But the most amazing thing of all was what Timmy saw at the base of the tree. Nestled between the roots was a small door. "A door in a tree," Timmy whispered in disbelief. His curiosity got the best out of him. As he crouched down to examine it, the door was made up of wood, but it had intricate carvings. All over it, swirls, stars, and symbols that Timmy didn't recognize. Without thinking twice, he gently push the door open. Inside the tree, Timmy found a cozy little room. It was just big enough for him to stand in, and the walls were lined with tiny shelves filled with glowing jars. Each jar contained a single firefly glowing softly like a miniature lantern. "Who lives here?" Timmy wondered aloud. As if to answer his question, a tiny figure appeared from behind one of the shelves. It was no bigger than Timmy's hands, with wings that shimmered like the firefly's lights. The figure was a little creature with delicate wings and sparkling eyes, dressed in clothes made up of leaves and flower petals. "Welcome," the tiny creature said, in a voice as soft as the wind. "I'm Lumina, keeper of the fireflies." Timmy stared in amazement. You're a fairy," he asked, hardly able to believe his eyes. Lumina smiled and nodded. "Yes, and you are in the heart of the firefly forest, where magic still lives. You've been chosen, Timmy." "Chosen for what?" Timmy asked, his eyes wide with excitement. "To help us," Lumina replied. "The fireflies' magic is fading. They are the keepers of the light in the forest. But lately, something has been dimming their glow. We need someone brave and kind to help restore their light," said Lumina. Timmy's heart swelled with determination. "I'll help. But how can I do that?" asked Timmy. Lumina fluttered closer to him. "There is a special flower that grows deep in the forest called the moon blossom. Its nectar has the power to restore the firefly's light, but it blooms once in 100 years. And tonight is the night. We need to find it before the moon rises high in the sky," explained Lumina. Timmy nodded eagerly. "I'll help you find it," said Timmy. With Lumina leading the way, Timmy ventured deeper in the forest. The fireflies followed, their soft glow lightening the path. They traveled for what felt like hours, weaving through trees, across streams. Timmy was tired, but he didn't give up. He knew the fireflies needed him. At last, they reached a small clearing. In the center stood a single flower, glowing faintly under the moonlight. It was The moon blossom, its petals shimmering like the surface of a quiet pond. Lumina hovered above it, her tiny wings fluttering with excitement. "We found it," she exclaimed. "But we must hurry. The moon is almost at its peak," said Lumina. Timmy carefully knelt beside the flower and gently picked it up, holding it as if there were the most precious thing in the world. Lumina guided him back to the giant tree where they placed the moon blossom at the base of the glowing jars. As soon as the flower touched the ground, a burst of light filled the room. The fireflies' glow grew brighter, and the entire forest seemed to come alive with the light. The trees sparkled, the leaves shimmered, and the fireflies danced in the air like stars in the night sky. "You did it, Timmy," Lumina said, her tiny face glowing with gratitude. "The fireflies are saved thanks to you, Timmy," said Lumina. Timmy smiled, his heart full of joy. "I'm glad I could help," said Timmy to Lumina. From that night on, Timmy visited the firefly forest often. He never forgot the magic he had discovered there, and he always kept an eye out for Lumina and her glowing friends. Every summer night, as the fireflies filled the sky, Timmy would remember his adventure and smile, knowing that he had been a part of something truly magical.